Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to Science Faction, the only show where a scientist, a comedian, and a comedian scientist come together to discuss science comedically.
Hello, and welcome to Science Faction's Patreon 142. I call BS.
Last time, it's been a little bit, but I called my shot last time. I said I was going to get 3/4. The perfect score, because it's passing, but I'm not showing off, not being like I'm humble.
Certainly aren't showing off, that's for sure.
But I got the intended score, my 3/4, my humble man score. I'm pretty sure
I did. Did you?
Well, the judge doesn't seem to remember, so we're gonna defer to the runner on this.
I just mean that you've got it wrong, and then now you're trying to justify it post hoc by saying that somehow being wrong is being right, and that just isn't true.
I will say yes, being wrong is being right, because being brave enough to take the chance and get things wrong, that's how you learn, that's how you progress, that's how you advance. The man who already knows everything learns nothing.
True, but he already knows everything.
Right, well, then he, sometimes it's about the journey, not about the destination.
You know what? He would get 4 right. That's what all I'm saying. Especially after what has it been, like 18 years of this, he would have gotten at least one time he would have gotten all 4 right, is all I'm saying. Like, that's the man who knows everything.
Bobby's deleted all the files and the episodes, but before he started putting his, not just thumb, but like his parking his tractor on the scale as well, I was stomping the scientist regularly. I was on like a 13-game winning streak before Bobby came out here and Nancy Kerrigan'd me.
Dear, I call BS, of course, the game where I read 4 science news articles. They could all be true, all be false, or any combination thereof in between, because they are independent variables. And my co-host, Mr. Damian Mercado, tries to guess which ones are real and which ones are BS, standing for bad science. Those of you guys who've been listening for long enough know that we have played this exact same game since, I believe, 1994, and there has never been a single win on Damian's part, which is... I have said, in my own words, impressive to some extent, but fans have come back at me pretty harshly and been like, not impressive, sir, offensive, very offensive.
So in 4th grade, how did our podcast look when we were in 4th grade when we started this out since 94?
You were still losing. That's all I remember about it.
I would have beat you up for your fucking lunch money if we went to the same elementary school. Because I was a 1980s bully. That's
true. I think you skied, right? You were like on the ski team?
That's how we met. you were talking to a girl, and I kicked up a bunch of snow into your face and told you something about my mountain.
I will say, if you want to know true racism, you don't know true racism until everyone you meet just assumes you know how to ski. That's real racism, where I'm like, bro, I've never skied. I've barely been in snow before. Just because I freaking look like Hitler's dream doesn't mean I grew up skiing somewhere.
Picturing a Bobby giving this rant in a Jim Crow South at like some sort of like segregationist fucking, like sitting next to the black guy, like, I get it, man. I get it.
My version of the Green Book is a bunch of restaurants where people won't assume I know how to ski.
You're disgusting. Your plight means nothing to me. I want you to know that. I am in contempt of your plight. People also think you're a cop a lot, too. So that's also...
That's true. That one was worse, because that made it way harder to buy weed.
You got
to
grow your hair out. That's how you'd beat that. You got to grow your hair out.
Let's move right on. I call BS.
I call.
Ring, ring.
I call. BS.
All right, article number 1. A new paper out details the creation of a rice meat hybrid to replace existing cow meat. Damien, is this one science or bad science?
This is bad science. I read this article. It sounded delicious. It was not a rice beef hybrid. It was a chicken beef hybrid.
I'm imagining a cow with just little wings.
It's like a turducken. Type, like personalized turduncans.
You would have to get the exact right spot to get any chicken. Like, it would, if you just combined cow meat and chicken meat, based on the relative size of those animals, statistically, you would just get a piece of beef that was unaltered by chicken.
You're going like 50 chickens to one slab of beef, you know, like,
okay.
It's like, you know, it's like sometimes like a, what a McRib is. It's like a slurry of a bunch of meats compressed together. I was picturing that like a bunch of like, you know, beef anus mixed with, I don't know, chicken parts.
Sorry, David. And this one is science. And probably something that could help fix one of the greatest planet-wide problems. So we talked about it a lot on this show. We won't beat a dead horse, but we talked about how red meat consumption and greenhouse gases are linked very strongly. But this article suggests that we might be getting our future animal protein from grain crops like rice. So here's a quote from the article on the process. First, they coated grains of rice with food-grade fish gelatin and food enzymes to help the cells find purchase and maximize the amount of cellular material that clings to and grows on the rice. Then they seeded the rice grains with cow muscle and fat stem cells and let them grow in a petri dish for 9 to 11 days. The hybrid rice had significantly higher protein and fat content, 8% more protein and 7% more fat than untreated rice. That might not seem like a lot, but with tweaking, it could be bumped even higher. As it stands, the meaty rice would be less costly to produce than beef per gram of protein in both emission and money. End quote.
Nice. Artificial meats come like us. Finally, there's a product to market. It's been all.
Well, that's a market. This is just an experiment. But I do like the idea that they're mixing it with rice because it's like, I mean, anybody making good rice, you're going to throw some meat in there of some kind anyway. Now we've cut the middleman out.
I love beef and rice, although I will always remember Stephen Colbert back in the day did an article about artificial meat when it was still like he was interviewing this Russian scientist who was on like the cutting edge. And he was like, so what do you call it? Schmeat, combination of shit in the meat. I'll always, like, just that blunt scientist, Russian scientist way.
To be fair, statistically, like, he was blown up by a Ukrainian mortar in Donetsk region or something in the last year and a half. So, you know, he got his.
Yeah, sorry. We're going to raid the Ministry of Science for soldiers. It's going really bad for us. It is going very bad for us. How bad's it going? We raided Ministry of Science for infantry soldiers.
To be fair, I think they did that like 6 months ago. I think now it's like preschools and the Shriners. Taking the little cars to war.
I'm shocked they haven't like gone to Dagestan and like emptied out their whole fighter corps. Like at gunpoint. Although to be fair, like maybe they're like, do we really want to pick this fight? Do we really? We have guns, but if they get in close, we're fucked.
We're fucked. So they imagine that it'll be 9% that the final product, by the way, they could bump these up quite a bit and also, you know, they make it a much easier process theoretically in the future. And they think that it'll be about 9% of the CO2 emissions that typical beef production is, which would be amazing, cutting that down by, you know, 91%, and about 15% the cost of beef. So also good in terms of that. So very, very cool. Article number two. New research suggests that Viagra may help prevent diabetes. David, is this science or bad science?
This is science, because let us forget, fucking is exercise. Even
that's
heavy
true.
Masturbation. If you're gooning, if you got your TV screen set up, just porn all over the place, that's your heart's beating. That's fighting. You're regulating glucose. That's
what I keep telling people at the gym.
Yeah, like if you want that erection to go away, you got to start pumping. One way or another.
This is my workout, okay? I don't tell you how to do your guys's. I just sit in the corner with the mirrors. And just, you know, this is...
Yeah, the YMCA. It's for everybody. I believe that's your slogan. It's for everybody.
I don't tell you how you're doing bench press wrong. Don't tell me about this, you know?
Yeah, like somebody walks in, their routine would be they'd like walk into the gym, take their pill, and like just kind of like sit and like watch tight bodied people work out, getting fuel, like just drinking water, like chugging, like drinking carb loading for the event, which you shouldn't do if you have diabetes. You should not be carb loading.
No, protein shakes. Sorry, Damien, this is bad science. But a newspaper out suggests that Viagra may actually help prevent Alzheimer's. This is a very large study, 670 30,000 person N number study out of the UK. And this follows a study in neurology we actually covered from 2021 that indicated a 69% nice reduction in Alzheimer's from Viagra.
Yeah, if you're getting the bad come out, of course. I don't know. I'm going to be honest with you that this, I was pretty sure on this one that I had it right, that you could masturbate your way out of diabetes.
Now, the idea that a Viagra would prevent Alzheimer's is kind of interesting, right? So it's very interesting. One is because that reduction is gigantic and fuck, you're practically getting rid of Alzheimer's disease with that. So like, what's going on? And like, one of the possibilities is that it could boost the growth of certain types of brain cells. One is that it could be that people who have diabetes and stuff, they tend to have higher instances of ED, erectile dysfunction, and so maybe those people are taking it and it's mitigating the effects of the diabetes, which would impact the Alzheimer's separately. Or maybe it's actually an issue of a biased sample. Like maybe the people who are healthy enough to still be boning and still need the Alzheimer's ED medicine, maybe they are the ones who, you know, aren't suffering from Alzheimer's. And so therefore it's, you know, correlational rather than causational. We don't know. But if it turns out to be causational, that would be super interesting.
Or at least, you know, like the horn dogs who would sign up for this, you know, like a lot of the more like conservative of the participants would have bowed out of the study a long time ago. But when they found out that it was about erections, those who plowed, maybe being a horn dog is a self-selecting sample, like you said.
And keep in mind, this is not because we have these problems because it's not like we're taking a bunch of old people and then giving them Viagra every day and then like seeing who gets Alzheimer's. This is just, we look back retrospectively at the people who were taking Viagra and be like, oh, you have lower instances of Alzheimer's. So that's why we don't have these solid groups. So we can't tell as much data. And I think it's because if we just gave, like, if we just had a huge sample group and for 20 years gave a bunch of old men Viagra, we'd have them real pissed off old ladies. Like, they would just be like, he's fucking tripping over it. He's just walking around. He's not going to work because he's 65. He's retired. And he's just smacking this thing into the side of my wrinkly thigh every single morning.
Well, like, old women don't like sex, Bobby? Grow up, okay? Let me show you some videos. I have some videos I'm going to send your way.
How many of the men in those videos are old, huh?
Very few. Very few.
Damien, I am not disputing the undeniable fact that there are horny MILFs in our area waiting to hear from us.
Fact. We all know it.
We have seen the research.
Nice pull on that one.
I'm just saying, they're not waiting for the old dudes. Article number three. An article in a peer-reviewed scientific paper had to be retracted when readers noticed an AI-generated image of a rat with a giant penis bigger than its whole body. Damien, is this science or bad science?
This is science. AI, that's the exact type of shit AI would do. Honestly, I hope I'm wrong. I rarely say this, but I hope I'm wrong and that there actually was a well-hung rat somewhere in the periphery of a picture of a real-life image. But I don't believe in miracles. I don't think life is that grand. So I have to believe it was an AI image.
Oh, dude, David, this is science. It was published in Frontiers in Frontiers in Cell and Developmental Biology in an article about stem cells and small mammals by a Chinese team. And people noticed that this fucking AI-generated image, which they didn't like, they weren't trying to hide that they were AI-generated images or anything. It showed a rat with this massive dick and balls that was like longer than its whole body, which, in case you don't know, is not how rats are built. If so, rat traps would be shaped very differently.
And they have a lot of other species getting caught in them as well.
Well, I just imagine the horror of finding a giant dicked rat in a glue trap. Just dick stuck to the glue part, but their legs are far away, like trying to scramble out.
There has to be something that prevents them from finishing in the trap, because if once it finishes, it can just weasel free.
I love I love the idea that AI generated this image. I love the idea that none of the researchers noticed it when they were doing like the pre-checks and the publications and stuff. I love the idea that seemingly AI is developing into you and I when we were 12 years old. And it's like, hey, you know, it'd be hilarious. Let's give this rat a giant-ass dog in this photo we're drawing.
Is this AI in the same developmental stage we were at 13?
Like, yeah.
That's just right. You're not my real dad, Google. You'll never be my real dad.
Oh, yeah. I do like that part of AI. It really humanizes AI for me because now I feel like I can relate to it.
It watches so much more porn than me.
By the way, there was also some like captioning language in the paper that seemed like almost unintelligible, which was likely also written by AI. And we're going to see a lot more AI derived fake scientific research. And I'm not saying this research was fake, but clearly some of the, you know, drawings and also captionings and stuff. And there was like a diagram of a cell that was also wrong. So clearly AI is being used in ways it shouldn't. And that is concerning, no doubt. But also there's some good news, which is that AI is being used more and more to scan scientific articles to look for fraud and plagiarism and all this stuff. And we're finding it. And that is going to be a reckoning. That is like the Me Too of the science movement. Bigger, I think, than the replication crisis. And it will be a big deal because, frankly, you know, the people who are knowledgeable enough to spot the fraud, they can't read every single article, but AI can. And so we are going to improve science with some type of AI review method over the next few years. And it's going to get a lot more precise.
Everybody loves the part of AI where it like finds new drugs and stuff. It's just the whole companies using it as an excuse to fire artists and writers. I think that's the cliff. I think once you go through there, because it'd be great if maybe you could argue it's fine if the AI could write passable articles, but apparently they're regularly plagiarized. And
yes, yeah, and I mean it's a language model, so it's throwing things together. So art is actually ironically much easier for it to do than putting together something like a scientific paper, which seems more mechanistic. But you know, it because of the intricacies of it, it's not there yet. Article number 4, new research suggests that niacin, a B vitamin commonly prescribed to lower cholesterol, can actually cause heart disease. Damien, is this science or bad science?
Let's see, the only thing I know about niacin is that it's something you take if you need to pass a piss test, but I don't know anybody who's actually done it. So I was trying to think of like, okay, famous like undercover stoners who've like died of heart attacks with unexplained, and I really can't think of a single one. So I'm going to say this is bad science. Going to my lexicon of pot-smoking individuals. Like, there's not even, like, a pot story. Like, dude, totally. Guy work with.
Down at the 7-Eleven. I know what you mean. When you say piss test, I know that you're talking about, like, peeing and checking for drugs. But in my mind, it's like, man, this niacin makes me pee so far. I can beat any test. Look at me.
I was picturing, like, a Coke Pepsi challenge. This is a Pepsi and all this is piss.
But man, what could niacin?
This is there even film in that camera? Are you just fucking with me?
Dear. Sorry, David, did you say science or bad science? I was just thinking about your piss test.
I believe I said that it was bad science.
Sorry, Damien, this one is science, meaning you got 3 wrong out of 4, the worst possible score a human being can get.
Worse than 0?
Yeah, theoretically, yeah.
Theoretically? Who's writing these theoretical models?
Same guy who came up with that piss test.
I knew I was just getting fucked with.
So this is published in Nature Medicine, and here's a quote: a link between 4-PY, a breakdown product from excess niacin, and heart disease. Higher circulating levels of 4-PY were strongly associated with development of heart attack, stroke, and other adverse cardiac events in large-scale clinical studies. The researchers also showed in preclinical studies that 4-PY directly triggers vascular inflammation, which damages blood vessels and can lead to atherosclerosis over time. End quote. So they're not saying that niacin is bad for you. In fact, you need niacin. It is crucial for your body. What they're saying is when you have
it's right by riboflavin on the side of cereal boxes. I know. It's I got it. It's fortified.
What they're saying is if you get too much niacin, your body breaks down the excess stuff into a something called 4-PY, and that is strongly associated and fairly strongly associated with things like heart attack, stroke, and cardiac events. And so the goal isn't like I need to eliminate niacin from my diet. That would be very unhelpful. The goal needs to be I need to make sure I don't have excess niacin. And so this might be something
stop
where
applying
we
applying
regularly...
for jobs that require you to piss clean.
Yes. Yeah, we might have to regularly start testing people to see what their niacin levels are and to control it almost like we do with blood sugar and diabetes if we want to avoid heart attacks. It would be interesting. I always think that there will be something because cardiac issues are essentially one of the number one killers in the Western world. And I kind of wonder if we're going to get to a point where we discover, oh, it's this thing, whether it's niacin or something else. It's this thing, this one thing we didn't realize was there, a chemical compound, something, blah, 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 blah. And we eliminate it.
Some
and all of a sudden
of sugar
people are
behind you.
Yeah,
like, if we could
but
just
I mean,
figure out what this one thing is.
Well, I mean, you could say fat and there's different cardiovascular stuff to that. But people have heart attacks who are of normal weight, of blah, 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 blah. Right. So there has to be another component to it. There has to be something going on that's degrading that muscle over time that is unique to those people as opposed to other people who aren't having the heart attacks who are also in good shape. And I feel like if you could figure that out and eliminate it, then all of a sudden you would have people like regularly living to be 90 years old because you would take away the thing that tends to kill them in those older years, which is something which is either usually cancer or heart attack.
I maintain that sugar is an effect on it, but maybe it's all these office jobs, you know, like the
That's
fact
true.
That people are
sure.
sitting for long
Sedentary.
Periods of time.
Yeah, absolutely. All right. Thank you, audience, for coming back to Science Faction's Patreon 142, where you learned all about the creation of a new rice meat hybrid, how Viagra might help prevent diabetes, how an AI-generated image of a rat with a giant penis snuck into a peer-reviewed scientific journal, and how niacin might be doing more harm than good. Thank you so much for joining us, and come on back next week for Science Faction 692.
Yeah, sorry, Bobby. I know it's 3 in the morning, and you didn't expect me to be in your rat trap, but...
You've been listening to Science Faction. That's not right.